And when you write that out in matrix form, on the left-hand side, you get the Hamiltonian matrix, which has these matrix elements, and then multiplied by a column vector, which is these coefficients of the molecular orbitals that we don't know yet. And then on the right, there's an overlap interval. And this is where the Huckel approximation comes in. So in the Huckel approximation, what you do is that you say all of the elements of this matrix will be zero if the wave functions are not on neighboring atoms. So if we're using in our guess, if we have a sugar atom and there's a hydrogen on one end of the atom, there's a hydrogen on the other end of the atom, then this component, so these are wave functions for hydrogens in different places where they're not neighbors, then that component will be zero. And another part of the Huckel approximation is to say that this overlap interval here is just the identity matrix. So down the diagonal, it will be one if the wave functions that we're using are normalized. And then the off-diagonal elements will be close to zero. So we just assume they're zero, and that reduces the problem above to the standard form of an eigenvalue problem of matrix times a vector is a constant times that spectrum. And then we solve the eigenvalue problem.
And last time we did it for a ring, the rings in general, I did